We also got this tweet that the easy argument that the roster is not better is that the defense was bad and now just a year older, and you're willingly going into the year with a belligerent wide receiver without a contract. It's the same belligerent wide receiver, though. So George Pickens is still George Pickens. If he was a belligerent malcontent last year, he's a belligerent malcontent this year. It's the same thing. So it's not worse. It's not better. It might be worse. It might be better. But for the purposes of being on paper in this exercise, it's the same.
Yeah.
As for the defense, yeah, they bring in Darius Slay. He's 34. TJ Watt is 30. Cam Hayward is 37. Those are the only three players on the defensive roster that are north of 30. And Watt is 30. So, like, they've actually quietly, and maybe not so in this draft, they've been getting younger defensively. Darius Slay, we know what he is. He's a stopgap. He's the Aaron Rodgers of the defense. An old guy that they think can still play, and the analytics back that up from Slay last year. He played for the Super Bowl champions. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Because this draft wasn't, in my opinion, a great draft for corners the later you got into this thing. You had other needs. You have 11 picks next year. You address corner next season.
Absolutely.
But Highsmith is 27. Derek Harmon's 21. Keanu Benton's 23. Y.A. Black's 23. Patrick Queen is a young second contract player at 25. Wilson's 23. Minka and Elliott are 28. And JPJ's 24. It's not an old defense.
No.
Your three, arguably, your two best players in Watt and Hayward, not even arguably, your two best players are north of 30. But it's not like Watt's an old guy. He's 30. I'm 34. I play good.
They're old.
In 4 years, he'll be old. A lot can happen in 4 years. You can almost graduate from West Virginia University in 4 years, dude.
Almost.
Yeah, it took me 5.5.
Jeez.
Yeah. Too much.
No redshirt year?
You know what there's redshirt year. I always say that, like, if you go to Yale, right? Follow me on this.
Okay.
It's tough to graduate from Yale because the school is very difficult. That's like playing Oakmont, right?
Yeah.
You go to WVU or Penn State or a big party school, and Penn State's a better school, but let's just say West Virginia. It's tough to graduate on time because it's like playing at St. Andrews. And the course, I'm fine with the course. Course is easy, but then you got the wind and you got the rain and the hail and the nastiness that distracts you and makes the course hard to play. That would be the partying and the women and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm.